don't know. I'd rather be outside. Maybe maybe we can think about doing that for June if we get a good
if your technology allows, man, we're going outside. Sure, let's do it.
But it's been a crazy month or two, to say the least. You called a meeting, maybe a press conference a week or so ago to kind of vent your frustrations on what stems from what I hear government overreach. And I hear this from other mayors as well, not just here in Bloomington. So how are you feeling today?
Well, it's good to see you, Joe. It's nice to see you. You know, the session, I've been around the session for a number of years. It was really frustrating this year to watch what they did, frankly. Not just around the state where they really hurt our solar industry, I think kind of took a step backwards on the economy and the jobs that are so important. Also on affordable housing, where they tied the hands of mayors all over the state and what we can do to promote affordable housing, a number of other things. And then the big kicker was when they reached down at the 11th hour and just stopped our annexation process. That was extraordinary. It was inappropriate, may well be illegal, but they did it, and that was very frustrating.
They even talked about some regulations on Airbnb as well, but that didn't. I don't think that passed this time.
That did not pass.
They're going to study that, but they're looking at that too. You know, just looking at the opposite viewpoint, though. Some say that local is overreaching, so the state has to come in and put their hand, but of course you don't see it that way.
Well, the state is there to provide kind of background regulation protections for all of us, and I certainly appreciate that. They're also there basically to provide funding, infrastructure investments, public education, those kinds of things. If you want to talk about I-69 and how they're doing on their infrastructure investment, I'm happy to do that. I frankly would wish they would focus on that. Let's let them get the basics right. When they reach down into communities, for example, stop a community from having an approach to recycling on plastic bags, stop a community from really trying to promote our solar industry, stop a community from trying to resolve affordable housing issues, which are, look, housing issues are different in Bloomington than they are in Bedford or Ellettsville or Columbus or Indianapolis or Gary or South Bend. They're all different. And when they reach down on behalf of, I would say, very strong special interests that show up and say, we want to be protected, I think it's a real problem. I mean, the housing, no question, was done to support and strengthen the hand of developers and apartment owners who didn't want to be told to do anything in particular. The annexation was done on behalf of a small group of people who didn't want to be annexed. We had a public process, and the state legislature reached in explicitly and stopped it in Bloomington alone. That was the real shocker for that.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit more on that annexation. I know there was a release that the city spent about $770,000. Are there any plans to try and recoup that or go to the state, or any lawsuits being maybe thought about?
So let me just explain the frustration with that. Annexation has always been an issue for 200 years in our state. How does the city grow? The state legislature has evolved and changed that. It's harder and harder to annex. Frankly, it's rural interests who are making it harder for cities to expand. But they have a very formal, determined rule of how a city is to expand and to annex. It's very detailed, it's very comprehensive, and it's expensive. And we follow the rules that the state legislature defined. You don't do that cheaply. We spent money on lawyers, we spent most of the money's on fiscal analysis, to provide 7,000 property owners a detailed analysis of the impact of annexation. We did all that, just like they told us to. We spent $100,000 to reach out to everybody with packets of information, as we're required. And then the state legislature, in the middle of that, stepped in and said, Bloomington, we've heard some complaints, we're gonna stop that process. Our understanding from the lawyers, so we're continuing to look at options, is it's exceedingly difficult, nearly impossible, to sue the state for that money back. We are looking at options because I think, rightfully so, the Indiana Constitution says you cannot have special legislation that reaches down and affects one community only, unless you have really good reasons to pick that community only. We don't think those reasons exist, and we're looking at our options.
So I guess the next question would just be, what now in terms of, especially more now in terms of the inclusionary zoning, affordable housing, where do you go from here?
Yeah, so on the affordable housing, which is a fundamental challenge for our community. We've got to address it. We're trying to address it every way we can and every day. This legislation explicitly prohibited inclusionary zoning. It also tried to restrict our ability to work in other ways to accomplish affordable housing. We're doing a really hard look at the law. We got to follow the law, but we will follow the law as creatively as we can to identify how does our community promote affordable housing. We clearly can work with the developers. We clearly can work with incentives that we have to encourage affordable housing, and we're continuing to do that. I'm going to be announcing some more this week, and you know, we're working project by project to try to encourage this this huge challenge. Bloomington's got to work and be affordable for people from all walks of life, and it's going to take effort. We'll keep at it.
I wanted just to quickly ask about Axia. I know that, again, that happened just after our last show. So maybe just a quick follow-up on what happened there. And now, are they really out of the whole plan, or is it more of a regroup with them?
So we had Axia, a company that was very interested and spent actually quite a few months here planning, designing, engineering the build of a fiber system for the whole citywide coverage. They came really close at the 11th hour. Their private capital backers weren't ready to pull the trigger. So we did announce that time period had stopped, and we're going to go back and talk to more people. We are talking to more people right now. We have still a lot of interest in the community. We just had a city survey that came out that put of a number of local issues, what do you think is most important? And this scored the highest. Almost two-thirds of people said this is important for the city, citywide high-speed gigabit broadband network. It scored higher than any other option. So we're still at it. I'm not giving up on it. We had a little hurdle, but we'll keep working on it.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask you about something that kind of made the social media rounds quite a bit, and then the HT just picked it up a couple days ago, and it's this Cardinal Spirits and their pipe to nowhere, as they call it. But for them, it's more about small businesses not being treated as in a friendly business climate, as touted by local officials. Have you read their story, and have you responded to that yet?
Look, you know, the main thing our government needs to do is protect our community, make sure it's safe, make sure it's got a high quality of life, and to be fair to everybody here, and to be as efficient and collaborative as we can be. We don't lower standards for people, but we certainly work with people to make sure they can meet the standards. This is a very basic health standard. Bloomington is one of we have an excellent, what's called a pre-treatment program to protect our water system, which by the way protects our streams and the lakes and other things that we discharge into, to make sure we don't get stuff dumped out of restaurants that shouldn't be in the wastewater stream. We're treating Cardinal like everybody else. It is true that some businesses say, I don't want to be regulated. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to protect it. We have to be sure. And I'm not going to apologize to the people of Bloomington for protecting the environment and to being fair with everybody, because I don't want to treat one business and say, well, you don't have to do it, but six others over here did. I look forward to Cardinal. We want to work with them. It's a great local company. We love them. I've been to their place several times. But they have to protect the environment like everybody else. We'll keep working with them, and I'm confident it'll get worked out. The road, the tap to nowhere, as it's called, which is not a beer tap, by the way, it's a sewer line. Look, when you put in infrastructure, you got to put in the infrastructure that will work for the next 100 years, and it is ready for the next person to come in there. So we'll keep working with them. I know they're frustrated. Businesses sometimes want to say, hey, we're going to do the right thing, but again, I'm going to protect the environment, and I'm going to be fair to everybody.
Other projects moving forward, the city is asking residents to choose carts now for the new trash recycling collection, and I also hear there's some new trucks on the way.
Is that we have ordered trucks, and the carts, different size carts, we are asking the public to take a look, take your pick. One other thing that came up on the survey was people want a better recycling system, and I think this will be improved because you're going to have single stream recycling, which means you can put everything in one covered wheeled container, which would be much easier for everybody to move back and forth from house to street. We want to know what size you want, because some people want bigger ones and smaller ones. The recycling will remain free. All recycling is free in the community. And then you pick your solid waste size container based upon how much you generate. The more you generate, the bigger size you need, the more you pay. And I hope people will help us find the right mix. And this is a first step in a very major improvement of our sanitation recycling system. And no doubt we'll get feedback, and we look forward to that.
And I see there's pictures of the containers on the website too. People can click and take a look at them.
We have pictures on the website where you can choose. And also we have actual samples in City Hall, Utility Department. I think we're trying to get them located as many convenient places as possible, and we'll update people on the website where you can go see them, kick them, move them around, see how they feel, you know, see how you look next to one and that kind of thing.
The city's comprehensive master plan is still being worked on. It's underway. People can still get involved with that.
Yes, that is still a big public process. So the previous administration, the master plan is supposed to get reviewed every 10 years. We're now at about years 15 or 16. So we've tried to speed up that revisiting of that plan. It's in front of the plan commission in the month of May. We hope it'll get to the city council in the month of June, but it probably won't be decided on, voted on till the fall. And that is an important document. It really tries to say what should the physical infrastructure, the built space, the parks, the trails, the buildings, the open space, how does that, what do we want that to look like in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years? So we encourage people to get involved with that, again, on the website, and there are meetings of the Plan Commission and City Council that would welcome their input.
I wanted to ask you too, this report came up on the HT about the IU Health Bloomington Hospital Redevelopment Commission seeming to be in a deadlock. What do you know about this, and is this something that the city needs to kind of get involved with or not?
Well, the HT noted that there was a committee, really an informal advisory committee, set up to deal with the current hospital site when it is vacated eventually for the new site. And that committee met and produced some good work, I think, over the last year and a half or so, 2 years now probably. And we are in a little bit of a pause. We want, in my view, it's appropriate for I believe IU Health will make the formal legal commitment to build, buy, do the new site. They haven't done that yet. They've announced their plans, and no doubt they're gonna do it, and they're working hard on that. But they haven't signed the deal and done on the dotted line. And when they do that, then we know the timing and the vacating of the current site, and we will reactivate a process to have a community question. What do we want to do there? It's 25 acres, maybe another 25 that are medically zoned. That's a big question. Nothing will happen until 2021. The earliest the hospital will move will be the last quarter of 2020, if all goes well. And then there'll have to be, of course, a lot of work on the current site to deal with what we want to do. So we have time, and I expect in the next few months we'll be activating that again.
The Downtown Safety, Civility, and Justice Task Force released some preliminary recommendations, such as job program, parks activities, presence along Kirkwood Avenue, police enforcement. So now what happens now? That gets looked at, you've looked at it, they get recommendations, and then it keeps moving forward.
Yeah, we're kicking in new efforts as a result of that task force recommendation already. Again, I'll just note I've referred a couple times to this city survey. I'm really pleased we got the first scientific survey from the community about what they think about Bloomington, and that helps us really respond to what people want to see. And one of the items that popped up on that was people are concerned about the downtown civility, safety, what it's like. They also are extremely supportive in this survey of the city responding to support new housing options, affordable and supportive housing and others. So this task force is looking at specific recommendations. We've already implemented some, as you mentioned, like we're actually going to be doing a jobs program in the parks downtown to help pull some of the people on the streets, most distressed, most concerned, to help them get employment, start showing a record of being able to work and do things to help clean up the parks and help hopefully them move forward. We've also increased the visible presence of various people officially on the streets, in the parks. We decided to, for example, cross-train our parking attendants who are out and about all day walking around. Some people like them, some people don't, the parking attendants. But they're going to help be eyes and ears on what's going on the streets, on the sidewalks, in the parks. We've worked with IU, which has been a terrific partner to bring some of their cadets and police officers to help do some work in the downtown area over time. So you're going to see more people there. You're going to see this employment program, active programming in the parks, and those are just the first steps. We got a long haul to go. This is a big challenge. We didn't create it. It comes from a lot of different sources, but we're going to keep addressing it month by month and get better.
So you keep mentioning the results from this community-wide survey. It was sent to
3,000 people, households.
And can you tell us maybe a little bit about maybe what stuck out to you, but also maybe some areas that maybe surprised you that the city needs to work on too?
Sure. Yeah, and I will tell you, Joe, as a mayor, it was a little scary putting this survey out to the first time that I know of in the community where we've done a scientific survey asking people what they think of the city. We didn't know what they would say. I'm happy we used a group. We used an outside group that's done this around hundreds of cities around the country. So one of the best things we got out of it was comparisons to lots of cities around the country and how we stack up against them. So I've mentioned a couple things. We learned that homelessness, the situation on the streets is of high concern to our people. Almost two-thirds said it's a major issue. On the other hand, over two-thirds said, we strongly support the city helping with supportive housing and ways to respond to that. So we see a problem, we say, let's get involved and fix it. That's great. This is interesting. We were number one in the country out of hundreds of cities. The highest number of Bloomingtonians said, yes, I have either advocated for a cause or a candidate in the last 12 months. Maybe not surprising, but it really stood out that we are an activist community. We know people, we were very highly rated on how happy people are with the trails, walkability, bikeability, public transit, all scored higher than our peers. That really stood out. Areas where we were lower than our peers, where we were notably lower, were actually satisfaction with recycling. People want to see more, so I hope this new system will help. We had a couple other areas that were kind of surprising to me, like we were lower than our peers in have you talked to a neighbor in the last 12 months? And that kind of surprised some people, surprised me, but extremely active, very high positives about the city. 9 out of 10 would tell people you ought to live in Bloomington. It's a great place to raise a family and such. And so it's available on the website. I encourage anybody to dig in. There's lots of data. And you can cross compare. How did women answer versus men? How did students versus non-students? How did a Northwest Sider versus a Southeast Sider? So it's pretty interesting.
And here it is, May, summertime in Bloomington. I see it's Bike to Work Day on Friday. Are you going to hop on the bike?
I intend to bike to work on Friday, Joe. Okay. Yes, I look forward to that. No, you know, summer is a great time. The farmer's market's booming, so everybody's welcome to come down on Saturdays. Enjoy the community. The parks are blooming, and the streets are maybe a little fewer people with the students gone, but it's a wonderful time to enjoy the outdoors in the city. I hope everybody does. Be safe. But enjoy the outdoors.